It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. The real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It is spring break for all the children. And my wife is taking my kids, who are absolutely thrilled, to my father-in-law's house in Philadelphia. They're leaving Thursday and coming back Saturday. Big Passover situation going on, so you can have that guy call back and yell at me for that. But the thing is that's sad is that I... Now, when your wife and kids are out of town, Rich, you tend to dine.
I go out every night almost. Every night, I'll try new restaurants by myself, and I will figure out whether or not they're...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It is spring break for all the children. And my wife is taking my kids, who are absolutely thrilled, to my father-in-law's house in Philadelphia. They're leaving Thursday and coming back Saturday. Big Passover situation going on, so you can have that guy call back and yell at me for that. But the thing is that's sad is that I... Now, when your wife and kids are out of town, Rich, you tend to dine.
I go out every night almost. Every night. I'll try new restaurants by myself, and I will figure out whether or not they're worth going back to when she's back in town. I'll hang out way more with friends of mine. I can't sit at home at night.
Right. So do you eat at the bar?
Yep. Almost always. Because you're kind of being an a-hole. Like if you go into an empty restaurant, or not empty, but one that has tables and a bar, and you monopolize like a booth or something on your own, you're being an a-hole. Just
no,
go
you're
to
also a psychopath.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna sit there. You're gonna sit there by yourself at a table.
Yeah, you go to the bar.
Yeah, the bar is not. You don't seem so sad.
Right, and you can carry out a conversation if you want to, or you can sit there by yourself and check your phone. It doesn't matter. But,
right.
But at a table, sitting there by yourself, and you're monopolizing somebody who could be getting a tip for two to three people or four, then that's just being an ass.
Well, the problem with friends is that friends, parents, kids, and wives are not out of town. And at this age, it can be very difficult to get out. So I
hang out with Nick a lot.
You do?
I don't even know if I did. No, Dick was dying last summer, so I didn't really get to do that.
Oh, you didn't? Are you the one who discovered him covered in feces and laying nude in his bed?
I was not the one, no.
But you were covered in feces, correct?
No, he said he was not covered in feces.
But yesterday he said he was.
No, he didn't say covered. He said he had soiled himself, but not covered in the feces.
Said you soiled yourself? Okay, so he had soiled himself.
Yes.
What? Number two as well?
No, that's what soiling yourself means.
Okay. I thought soiling yourself could also just be,
No, I think there's a clear line there. You do soil yourself, it's definitely number two.
So number one is just wetting yourself.
And correct.
Yourself. Okay.
And you obviously wet yourself several times. You urinated several times. He doesn't remember.
I think the sheets were changed by the time he got home.
Did you throw away the bed? You did throw away the bed. You're getting aggravated, like... I'm asking questions that don't need to be asked. It just occurred to me yesterday that he probably soiled himself. And that woman's still with him.
Yeah, she saved his life.
Yeah, but she picked him up. He was all covered in feces and urine. And picked him up and took him out.
His feces covered Nick.
he'd made BM. All over the bed,
yeah.
and then rolled around in it.
So when you're about to die, I think everything in you just wants to get out, including your soul.
He was soiled. It was in his hair.
His soul was trying to be released through the anus.
No. He still has that beard, and you can't wash that out.
Really? No way you can get that off
him? I think if you've been sitting in your own filth for over 24 hours, that tends to seep in.
That'd be a problem, right?
Yeah. But I used to hang out with Adolfo. I used to...
Speaking of all that.
Adolfo used to be the guy that you could just go, all right, Adolfo.
Right.
Like, let's meet up.
Yeah.
And then he never had anything to do, so he was always around.
But there's always like guys who just want to get away. Like friends that just want to get away from their family.
Yeah. But sometimes I'd rather be alone. But yes, there are guys.
And I mix it up. You're right. There's many times I would just go out and eat by myself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't try like new restaurants and stuff like that. But it is a situation where, because we get home early. And then you take a nap and then you're sitting around and you're so used to being annoyed constantly. That there's a gap there, it feels like you have Stockholm syndrome or whatever it is. Like once it all leaves, you feel like you're trapped.
So are you this weekend going to do any of that?
This weekend,
like Thursday night, Friday night, you're gonna be going out and about.
Well, Thursday, I might swing the sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then I have no idea what I'm going to do on Friday.
You should go see Hellboy.
I'm not going to the movies by myself.
See, me, I have no problem going to the movies by myself. I don't have no problem doing almost anything by myself. You don't like doing the movies on your own.
Yeah, because you'll go to a concert by yourself.
Oh, yeah. That is a way underrated thing to do. I love going to concerts
by
myself.
Now, will you go to an arena show by yourself?
I have, and it's not as fun. Like, I'd much rather go... Like, when I go to a club concert by myself, I'm completely fine. I do feel weird going to an arena show. Like, I was supposed to go with my brother to Metallica when they came to Gillette Stadium, and he got sick and wasn't able to come up, and I couldn't, like, get anyone else to go. So I stood on the field at Metallica by myself, and it was just weird. Like, that's weird.
Because if you go to a club show, it's almost like you're at a bar by yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like, and I've got no problem with that whatsoever.
But if you go to Gillette,
And you had to drive all the way out there on your own. Like, it's an event. It's like it's like going to a giant event on your own, whereas if it's a club show, you're just like, I'm going to go down the street.
And then you look around, and you're like, look at all these people with friends, and they're all having a good time, and here I am alone.
Like, I ran into, like, a ton of people I knew who were, like, in different sections that I couldn't hang out with. Because once you're on the field, you can't go up to the seats.
Yeah.
And they can't come down to you, so you're like, hey. And they're like, who are you here with? No one.
Just by myself.
Just me, like a loser. Hope you're having fun with your friends and stuff.
Like, so passive activities that I can do by myself is basically eat at a bar.
Yeah, it's great.
No, I like that, but that's the only place that I can do it. I can't. Going to the movies by yourself seems like I would be uncomfortable the whole time.
This is something that I wish I could do, but it's almost impossible. Is I'm not a huge golfer, but I would love to play golf by myself.
Oh, in Tennessee, I get to do that.
Oh, you see, that would be amazing. But there's never a golf course where you can do that. I mean, it's always crowded, and I hate it. Like, the one time I attempted to do that, I showed up, and they put me in a group of three other people
I didn't know,
and it sucked.
That's...
I was going to play 18 holes, and I just, after nine, I'm like, I'm done.
But the thing is, I mean, usually when you are a single and you meet up, you get put in another group, the people you play with are perfectly fine. It's just, I always feel self-conscious.
Of course you feel self-conscious.
Well, I suck. That's the other thing, too.
Well, I mean, honestly, Rich, there's no one who's necessarily good. I mean, there's no one who's going to go out there and shoot an 80. It's just, most people suck. Most people will hook balls into trees and things.
No, it's like playing in the World Series at that point.
That's how you feel. I understand.
You got to sit up there and you got to, with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
And my dad is ingrained in me that if you don't move as fast as possible, that you're pissing off everyone, even though my dad moves incredibly slow. With him, it's okay.
I just want to go fast. I'm kind of like him. It's like, let's move, let's go.
No, but he raised me to be so paranoid about what the people behind us were going to think about what the other people in the group thought. Come on, move.
Oh, geez,
which is exactly the way.
While you play golf, he'll do that to you?
Not anymore, but there's still that thing in the back of his head if they see someone coming up behind us that he gets real antsy. Real antsy. And that's been engraved in my head now, too.
I have to do that. I get cabin fever so badly. I mean, just I went to an arcade by myself.
Did you go up to New Hampshire by yourself?
You went to Beers Beach, did you?
No. Fun spot?
Yeah.
I want to go back, though. Like, for some reason, it's funny you mentioned that. Like, in the last, 2 months, I've had this craving to go back up to Fun Spot.
Wait a minute. You just got through. There was a long story. You told going to Weir's Beach, you're really excited, and after about 20 minutes, you're like, well, this is boring.
Oh, yeah, well, I did that, 10 years ago. It was
so it's going to be more exciting this time?
You bet your ass it is. Okay. It's going to be 25 minutes this time.
Okay. My mistake.
Right. Fun Spot's the best because it's got, those old-school classic games, and you're right. Like, for the first time, because, when you were a kid, you had $5 and you're like, I got to spend this the right way. And for your first time in your adult life, you can show up and you can play for the entire day and it doesn't matter. But I got there and I spent $20 and I think I had quarters. I'm like, I'm good. I've played. How many times can you play Burger Time, honestly? And then I left. But I don't care. I want to go back now.
What's the furthest you've gone?
By myself? I have gone by my own down to, the name of the place changes all the time. The Xfinity Center. And seen a concert on my own there. So I've driven 45 minutes. You know what? No. I drove to Providence and saw a concert that was in Providence by myself. So Zach Wilde, what up, metal? And I'm trying to think that might be the furthest I've driven on my own to go somewhere.
Oh, so we have Sagan in studio for an hour or so on Friday.
Hey, I finally get to meet Sagan.
Yeah. You're always gone. That's right.
And I just got offered to go to Sagan so I can sit at a comedy show by myself. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Hey.
Fred, why can't you go to the movies by yourself? Because when you're there, you can't talk to anyone anyway. So what is the problem with that? You watch movies at home by yourself. Why not at the theater?
You're in a dark room with other people. There's no talking. I find it very uncomfortable. My brain wanders. I'm stuck with my own thoughts. I don't care for it.
The point of going with someone is the social interaction, and you can't have that at a theater.
No, I know. First of all, I don't go to the movies very long, but anytime I'm stuck self-reflecting is not a good thing for me.
That leads to deeper issues then, probably.
No kidding. You cracked the code. Yeah. I don't like having to be alone and alone with my thoughts. And that's exactly what a movie is. And I can't focus on a movie if I'm by myself. I can't escape into it.
Speaking of theaters and movies and things of the like, we might have to figure out something. I just got an email for the screening of the new Avengers movie.
Hey, now!
And there are two people who work on the show that aren't named Rich Shurtleff that are dying to go. And I only got one extra pass.
Oh, man.
So maybe tomorrow?
How are we going to figure this out?
We can cosplay again.
I thought our live in-studio LARP was a hit.
Oh, Jesus.
It was Durango Dong versus Nick who didn't try.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea. I will tell you off the air.
All right. So we have to figure out. Listen, if the listeners have any idea of how Nick and Bird can battle it out to see who goes to the Avengers Endgame screening.
Can't do a trivia thing,
I'll take
right?
it. No, no, trivia is so dumb. 617-779-0985. Or you can tweet me at Toucher and Rich. Because we need to figure out a way. I mean, this is, I'm not making this up to form some sort of fake controversy. I have one extra pass. And that's it. And it's not one plus two. It's me plus somebody.
It's so funny that these guys want to go to the screening so bad.
See, I do too, because I don't want this to be spoiled. Like, this is the one. This is one of the few movies I don't want to be spoiled. I want to be able to, because everyone's going to want the ending.
At every theater, it's going to be playing on two screens six times a day.
Yes, and I still want to be the. I want to see it. Nobody spoiled it for me.
Honest to God, we work, Fred, in a medium where we're out early enough that if you really want to go, and this is how I'm going to do it. You get out of work, you go to an empty theater and watch it in the afternoon if you want to.
Dude, have you seen the pre-sales for this thing?
Yes.
Good luck going to that screening.
Okay, I wait 2 days and see it at noon.
Well, Captain Cool Guy. All right, man. You
Not nearly as cool nerds. As you who's going to walk the red carpet and see it. I mean, look, if anyone's cool, it's you, apparently.
No. I saw a screening, the first screening I saw here, I thought that it was going to be like something like where there was like stars and stuff.
No, no.
It's just a bunch of nerds.
No, it's like me and the dude from like Joe Blow's Movie Emporium.
Yeah.
It really
movie
is.
Movie Bob. What's that guy's name?
It's the Movie Bob, of course. Don't knock the Movie Bob.
I'm asking.
He's
I'm
a
not
solid
teasing.
Follow on Twitter. A solid follow
movie
on Twitter.
Bob, have him in here.
Rich and Movie Bob have, I think, a little bit of a run.
Oh, do they?
I'm a big fan of the Movie Bob.
Yeah, so don't. Okay. Let's not badmouth Movie Bob.
Very good. No, you don't do that. All someone right, says you have a Captain America versus Iron Man fight. A cornhole tournament. Because Bird lost. Remember that guy yesterday?
That's for redemption. That's right.
That's almost as bad as Barnes's blackjack.
On-air blackjack.
Yes.
Still the all-time greatest radio bit.
Yeah, I think cornhole would be right up there. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk to Ty Anderson.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Kerr got a piece of his entry. Sent out in front. Backhand. And Rask the save. And then he got bowled over by Tavares. Leads to the far side. Here's Johnson. Back of the net stolen by Carlo. He'll chip it ahead, but not out. Eldon, yeah, far point, Riley.
Just under too much pressure to get a lot on that.
Now back of the net. Here's Tavares left of the cage. Backhand, and they score. It's backhand and home by Andreas Janssen. As the puck hopped out in front, the Leafs were able to keep the puck in at the far point, and now the Bruins are trailing 3-1.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and guess what? The Bruins lost last night. And it was a game that did not have the same kind of passion, but we had talked to Fluto Shinzawa yesterday about that, and we got Ty Anderson. He's going to be on the midday show from 10 to 12 today. They've stolen our tie. But Ty Anderson, who writes for 98.5 The Sports Hub, covers the Bruins. Thank you, Ty. You join us on the Verizon dealer, or I'm sorry, Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. All right, so we talked to Shinzawa yesterday, and he said it would be very difficult for the Bruins to come out and play as physically as they did in Game 2 because there's just no way they could sustain that. Do you believe that's true, and do you think they were physical enough last night?
Well, I think you can't do it every day, but you have to do it to some sort of degree. I mean, last night, I think especially when this team, they dress so many effort guys and so many guys that need to play with that edge or they're useless. And last night I thought that, speaking of those guys, that fourth line didn't give them anything. There was no juice. I thought David Backes went back to sort of being the invisible old man David Backes. So, you know, that's worrisome, I think. If this is going to be every other kind of game in terms of effort and physicality, the odds are the Bruins are not going to win this series because it's going to land on Game 7 being a no-show right now. So you can't play like it every night, but I think you have to bring something to the table if you're not going to bring your scoring game. And at this bottom of this roster, they don't really have a scoring game to get by without it. So worries me on that front, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you need your better players to arrive, and we're still waiting on that in this series, I feel.
Yeah, you wrote something this morning, kind of echoes the way we've been feeling about this first line, and specifically David Pastrnak. Why has he not shown up yet?
It's really weird. I mean, it's really hard to figure out. I think, like, you watch him, and it just feels like this has been a step backwards. This has been a regression back to 2017 when the Bruins kept saying, oh, he needed this. He needed to learn about what playoff hockey is like. And he's been getting bumped and hit and taken care of basically at every stop. And I feel as if he's gun-shy now. I wrote this, you know, on the website. He's looking for the extra pass. He's not taking shots. He's shying away. I worry about, you know, what's going to happen if he doesn't snap out of this because, again, this team's not talented enough to get by without David Pastrnak contributing and scoring some goals right now. But I mean, this is, you know, he doesn't do other things. You know, he needs to score. Like, he's not going to contribute on the PK or take shot or you know, block shots. Like, he needs to score. He needs to get on the board. And, you know, you can't sit around waiting for this to happen by game five. They don't have that luxury. It needs to happen now. It needed to happen last night. So I wonder if they consider breaking up that line now and seeing if they can get them going, because clearly this first line doesn't have their normal jump, and right now I'm kind of shocked we're still waiting for it to show up.
Would he do that? I'm sorry, would Cassidy do that, break up that first round, or that first line, rather?
I mean, what else can you do, right? You're looking at this is a series where Charlie Coyle has been your best player, and that's great. Like, that's awesome for Charlie Coyle. That's not great for the team, though. Like, you know, you need these guys to sort of, like, to wake up and contribute. And I don't know what else you can do. I mean, you're sitting here and you're waiting for this line to get involved. And I think the problem right now is that they're going against John Tavares, and these lines, Cassidy said it last night, they're sort of canceling each other out. So you don't have Austin Matthews. You don't have a William Nylander or somebody buried on your bottom six. So you need to spread it out more. I think that, you know, look at David Krejci has jump right now. David Krejci's playing, I think, great hockey. So put Pastrnak with Krejci, see if they can get some magic, and maybe move Heinen, who's had some jump in this series, up to the first line, and kickstart that top six, because right now it's lifeless. It's not good.
Could you explain to me the hesitation of Brad Marchand? It seems to me, you talk about Pastrnak being taken away. I think Marchand's had some opportunities, but when he gets in that goal-scoring area in the slot, he seems like he's still looking to make the fancy pass instead of putting the puck on net.
Yeah, definitely. These guys, this has been a problem now since game one. They are trying to do everything on their own, and I think they're overthinking. And it's odd for me because I look at it, and Freddie Anderson had a terrible finish to the year. Like he was one of the worst goalies in the NHL, you know, for the final month and a half. And ironically enough, so was Tuukka. But I'm just saying, like, they're thinking they're going against Braden Holtby here. They're not. They're going against Freddie Anderson. They can beat him. Especially Marchand can beat him. So, and you're seeing this. When they do take shots, when they do just put it on net, they're getting opportunities. They're getting rebounds. So Marchand's a guy that he's a veteran guy. He knows what it takes to win this time of year. I don't know why they're all of a sudden trying to get cute with it. That whole line. And I think the one thing I can say about Marchand that I can't say about Pastrnak right now is that he's giving the puck away, but he's also forcing some turnovers, and he's taking the puck away from Toronto defenders in the attacking zone. It's just, you know, they need that next level, that next sort of next level decision making, and right now they don't have it.
Do you think Krug's still hurt? Because he was no good last night.
I think both he and DeBrusk are still hurt. Watching them last night, they looked like shells of themselves. Again, we've been talking about this, but decision-making, crispness, it was all off. Like, it didn't have any of it last night. So I look at Krug, and I thought that was a really bad game for him. I thought Brandon Carlo didn't really elevate his pairing at the same time. I look at last night's game. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better situation. Game three in Toronto, and you're down by one goal heading to the third period. You get a gift of a power play on a delay of a game, and you do nothing with it. I mean, this is where you need Torrey Krug. This is where you need Jake DeBrusk in front of the net. And both those guys, I thought, let you down. And it leads me to believe they're not healthy because we've seen this power play this year. This power play has carried this team up at certain points throughout the year. And right now, and last night, they couldn't do anything. And it leads me to wonder, you know, if these guys are playing through something. And I absolutely think they are because Krug, I've never seen him look as sort of just off, timing-wise, off. He's not physical enough. He's not big enough to get by without sort of having that offensive touch. And again, last night definitely didn't have it. And I think he's absolutely, you know, playing at, say, 60 or 70% right now.
All right, if the Bruins lose this round, it's going to be infuriating because what we're looking at right now in the rest of the league is a potential sweep on the Tampa Bay Lightning, which I don't want to even know what the odds would have been if you would have put money on that because no one would have done it. However, what the hell is going on with Tampa Bay? I watched that third game, and I mean, they look like a shell of themselves, nothing like what they were in the regular season.
I mean, they're finally getting popped in the mouth, right? And I think that's sort of been the big thing. This Tampa team, they haven't faced any adversity all year. Like, they steamrolled everybody. Even when the Bruins beat them back in the February or January, whenever it was the second leg of a back-to-back, and they started their backup. So they easily could have said, forget it, who cares, we're still Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, I think right now they're getting punched in the face by a team that's outworking them in all three zones, and a team that isn't afraid of them. They're not bowing down to them because they won 62 games in the regular season. They're ready for this challenge, and I felt this way from the start. I thought that Columbus could pose some problems if they put it all together, and right now they are. Right now every player on that Columbus team is bought in. And the odd thing from Tampa's point of view is that you're waiting for John Cooper to sort of snap out of it and get his team going. But you look at him, he's just chewing his gum and smiling on the bench. And I wonder, you know, like, are they in the right frame of mind right now? Do they understand what's about to happen to their team? I don't know. I mean, this is an odd mindset. I'm having a hard time personally, like, trying to think of a, you know, if this team were to lose, if they were to get swept, is there anything that compares to it? Because even when we talk about great teams that have failed over the years, typically they win a game or a round or something before they're eliminated. This team has done nothing, and they haven't shown up. And it's a little worrisome, I think, for the Lightning, because if not now, when? Like, you really can't ask for a better team or a better season to finally break out of it and be the juggernaut that you've looked like you could be for the last 5 years.
I mean, I've heard some people compare it to Virginia losing in the first round last year, you know, a 1-16 upset. But you're right. I mean, that's one game. And this is, I mean, if this is four from my team that was close to being just a couple points away from being historically the best team of all time.
No President's Trophy team has ever been swept in the first round. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Yeah, it is. Now you're talking about, like, you look at the history. I mean, like, the Vancouver Canucks were a presence team that lost in the first round. But that Vancouver team was flawed. It was, like, their first year after losing the Bruins in the Stanley Cup. Like, everyone kind of saw that coming, I feel. This Lightning team, they have no excuse. They've steamrolled everybody. They've made it look so easy all year long. And I think now that it's not easy, I think some of those guys are quitting. I really do. And it's just, it's embarrassing. And I mean, this is when teams get stupid. If they lose in this first round, this is when they begin to make a trade that doesn't really make a lot of sense for them, but they'll justify saying, oh, we lost in the first round. So it's potentially good news for the Boston Bruins if they can finally, you know, sort of get out of this little three-game drought at the top line, because if they win, the East is wide open. They have to recognize that chance, as you said earlier, Rich.
All right. Well, Ty Anderson, thank you so much for the time, and we'll hear you at 10 this morning.
Looking forward to it.
All right. See you, man. Ty Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Virginia losing to a 16th seed is way worse.
No way. From a near historic team losing four games? Because I think that
Virginia was the number one team in the country. They were the overall number one seed. But the nature of the beast of the NCAA tournament is you have one bad game and stuff like that happens.
Not a 1-16.
Three bad games in a row.
Not a 1-16. They're still professional franchises.
If they get swept, then I think it's worse.
Well,
if they get swept, then it's worse.
Well, no, Virginia, that had never happened before.
Then neither would that. Neither would a team that was the number one team in the league being swept in the first round.
I mean, they're professional athletes that are in the playoffs.
Which makes it even more astounding that it's pros it happened to and not kids.
Virginia played a team that probably, what do you think? They got kids that were not even ranked nationally, and Virginia had a team full of kids that are 4- and 5-star players.
Understood. But again, any given day, even though it hadn't happened before, there had been some near misses.
Tournament.
I think Tampa, if Tampa gets swept and doesn't show up again, I mean, they've been flattened in all three games they've played so far against Columbus. If they go out and lose 4-0, I agree with Rich. It is unprecedented. It's way worse.
It's like Virginia losing to a high school team, essentially.
Well, they made the tournament.
They made a tournament because they won a garbage conference. That's what happens when you're a 16th seed. I mean, you won a conference that is terrible. All right, so we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Sharon Rich, 98.5 The Score.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Back. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. So much science fiction everywhere.
I was going to these goods, and I'm like, I completely forgot about
when Wally the Impaler showed up, he was...
Here comes the hammer of stats.
What was the name of that bit?
Wallach just was talking.
You've been Wallach.
Okay. I think they had to take on Wallach.
No, they battled each other, and then they had to battle me.
That's right. So last year,
I almost threw my back out fending the two of them off.
When Avengers Infinity War came out, I had like a pair of passes, and we were trying to figure who was going to go. And they had the in-studio LARP. That's right. And Bird showed up as a Durango dong.
Yeah, Bird was all in.
Bird went all in. He even had like a magic thing that shot like sparkles everywhere. And then Nick just didn't even try. I think he just wore a hat. Just like a regular hat.
He dressed up as a dragon.
Sure did look that way.
Nick's too cool for that kind of stuff.
Beware the flying fist of Corsi.
I mean...
He doesn't even know the stats that I can know the Ackermans for.
No, the Corsi stat, that's yours, Fred. You knew the Corsi.
You know that, baby. But Nick, is it too cool for all this? All he wants to do is go to a screening of the Avengers and see it before anyone else. He's like the Fonzie of that. Hey, Potsy.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Potsy.
I dressed up.
You didn't try. You didn't try and you didn't go.
I'll have to Google it, but maybe you did. But I know that when the game was on the line, not a lot of trying there. Now, little did we know that you had a horrible infection. You were dying on the inside at that time.
I did.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
Or maybe Bird hitting him had something to do with the onslaught of it.
It could have been. So I do have one extra. It's not an extra pair like last time, because it ended up you guys both went because you went together. Mm-hmm. However, this time I just have a plus one. So it's me and I'm going to go because I'm not going to miss out on this thing.
Yep.
And then I have an extra spot. And both of you do want to go, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you both also are, this is important to you that you go before everyone else sees it, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So we're trying to figure out a way to make this work.
Now, why again do you have to see this before anyone else?
Because I've been waiting a year for this. I'm very excited for the movie, Fred. Very excited. I mean, we're both excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped to see it.
Yeah, you're excited to see it, but I don't understand why you have to see it like at that point. It's going to be playing constantly.
It's true, but it's going to be, it's going to be a while before. I didn't buy tickets in advance, so it's going to be a while before I would have to wait a week or two. I'll be spoiled.
Like opening night, there's like people on eBay who are selling them for like several hundred dollars.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No. So, but this is a movie, you know, it's not going to change. You're not seeing something unique. It's going to be the same every time it shows.
It's true. Yeah. But
it's not like a concert where you're getting this one moment in time.
Completely different, because anyone who's on the internet for 5 seconds during that weekend is going to find out some sort of spoiler about it.
From where?
The internet. Everyone is going to be saying stuff.
I managed to go to sites that don't have spoilers.
If you are on either Twitter or Facebook, somebody's going to say something.
Yeah, somebody's going to spoil it.
Yeah, and it may not even be a big scene.
I managed to get through life without these spoilers.
Well, you don't see movies.
No, but television shows. I mean, there's television shows.
Like which one?
It's different.
Like season finale, like a series finales.
But you like watching series finales when they happen, usually.
No, I didn't see You're the Worst for like a week. And they had
You're the Worst is not the biggest pop culture moment of the year.
It's not the same buzz, you know. Avengers, You're the Worst. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, nobody's talking about You're the Worst. Everyone will be talking about Avengers.
It was a series finale. I mean, people talked about that.
Yes, they did.
Nobody, I mean, you're being condescending.
Nobody spoiled the end of Dinosaurs, the TV show, for me either. But then again, no one was really talking
You're
about
the it. Worst is 5,000 times better than this stupid Avengers garbage that you're all into.
It's not as big.
It might not be as big.
I don't think there's a might not. but that's the thing, though. Is that weekend it's going to be everywhere. I understand you're doing it. So we have to figure out a way for you guys to... decide who's going to go, going to end up going. And we've had a few suggestions of people who have tweeted in. One says they must write and read an essay on the air titled Why I Should Go to the Avengers, and then put in a poll, like a third grade student council type situation. That might be interesting. You can drag Fred. Who can drag Fred across the studio floor on a paddleboard the fastest?
That's definitely
yeah, that's a great one.
That's definitely.
Yeah, good. I hope you die during it.
Rock, paper, scissors, just for the confusion resulting from Bird thinking paper beats scissors.
Or maybe he can impale Nick with the scissors. Smart ass.
I'd like to hear them attempt a radio skills obstacle course, some kind of radio Olympics. Radio skills, that's not a bad thing. Feats of strength. Oh, come on, Bert. That's stupid. And people say, just do Game of Thrones again. How many times can you flush the toilet? That's what I say. What, can anything be better than a Marvel edition of the Game of Thrones?
Oh, that's right. You got to go back to that one right away. you got to hint that again. I think right now, from the suggestions that you're getting, I think that writing like a speech about why they are more qualified than the other to see the film.
Somebody said that they should go out and see who brings back the best street audio.
We've done that before, and Nick's going to win that.
It depends. I laughed pretty hard when we went and did Bird's Cribs.
But Nick got that audio.
Yeah, but it was Bird that was the star.
It's true.
I've gotten a few good Bruins Drunken Recaps before.
Interesting.
That might not be a bad
Sounds
idea.
Sounds like the gauntlet just got thrown down
What if they had to get street audio, but it wasn't a recap? They had to find something on their own.
What if they had to have street audio? What if they had to have a relative explain why they should be the person that gets to go?
Because immediately I thought Mark Jamelli would win. There's no way. Yeah. However, we have not dove into Bird's family tree.
Yes. Or it could be a friend.
The most amazing untapped resource. Or a friend. Like, Bird did provide us with the guy for Towny Jeopardy who had the giant Everett tattoo on his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Who might as well have been just one of the dudes who jumped out and tried to get the Red Sox banner off the side of the street.
Okay. I like that idea.
But it can't be a recap?
No. It's just a relative saying why they should be the one who gets it.
Or relative, or just interesting friend that they know.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about Bird's family.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
You got to do it today, though.
Today?
Oh, do they? What's your problem? Let's give them a couple days.
What? Where's this hostility coming from?
When is the screening?
Next week.
Okay.
It has to be decided by Monday.
Okay.
Why would it be difficult for them to get it today?
Because they might not be able to meet up with the ideal person they want to do it with. I would rather, instead of making this speedy, I want to make it good. So if there's somebody that they have an idea of, oh, this guy's going to be a star, and they can't reach him today, I would rather not them get the third or fourth best person.
All right, so the audio is due when? Thursday?
Thursday. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Bird, do you immediately have somebody in mind?
Oh, yeah. You're screwed, Nick. Just go with your girlfriend in 3 weeks.
Whoa! Jeez. I love it. I love the confidence.
Wow.
I love the confidence. Okay. And Nick, you can use your dad again.
That's what I was going to ask.
You can use him, but it's just got to be good. You just.
All right. No, yeah,
I have a weird feeling that Bird's got a warhead waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
That we have not met.
Dude, he's in Everett.
Just stick the microphone outside his window.
Okay.
All right. You have to get the audio in Thursday, okay, and that will be played on Friday.
Yes. You need to email it to me by Wednesday night. You have by tomorrow evening. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. So there you go.
Both of them seem real confident.
So it's said, have a relative explain why the other person should not go. Okay. Well, you can do that too. I don't care.
All right. Well, no, Nick, because Nick's dad would just be, Bird, please.
I love Bird. He's
What's
better
wrong
than my
with
own
Bird?
Son.
Yeah, you just go. Have fun. All right. So there you go.
That's it. And that will determine. So Thursday, we will play those. And whichever person finds the best street audio, or person, a relative or friend, the best character will win.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Enjoy seeing the movie in May, by the way.
Oh, snap.
That is a comic book throwdown.
Yeah.
And watch your attitude, Nick. I don't like that.
What an attitude.
All right. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it's time to have the hot take police.
Yep.
Hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
And today, we have one of the worst offenders of the hot take. Somebody who's no stranger to this segment. A guy who is known for bringing the heat. Bringing the thunder. Would be a gentleman by the name of Max Kellerman, who every day has to go face-to-face with Stephen A. Smith. So
a breeze of controversy
you better
him.
Be willing to unload your best stuff.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it's time to have the hot take police.
Yep.
Hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
And today, we have one of the worst offenders of the hot take. Somebody who's no stranger to this segment. A guy who is known for bringing the heat, bringing the thunder. Would be a gentleman by the name of Max Kellerman, who every day has to go face to face with Stephen A. Smith. So
a breeze of controversy.
You better
him.
Be willing to unload your best stuff when it comes to being on whatever that show is called. Hey, it's the first take, and no one ever hears us because we're on mute at every bar that you go to at the airport.
To illustrate his hot take, sometimes he'll light a match.
Maybe he will, which leads us to, unfortunately, it's not just a hot take, please, but we're going to court. We need gentlemen,
again, NPR,
jury, I provide the evidence here, and you be the judge. Did Max Kellerman, or did he not, eat a meal that provided him with some sort of gaseous material inside of his stomach? Let's go to yesterday's first take, shall we?
And he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting.
Oh!
trying to cough to cover it up.
My man trying.
You, Cad.
A conspiracy to cover up the fart.
Well, what he did is he tried to cough to cover it up, and it created a push.
So when he coughed, it shot it out.
Yeah. The jury convicts Max Kellerman of farting on air.
Let's hear the evidence one more time, Your Honor.
I'll play it 40 more times. I find this stuff to be hysterical.
And he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting with the refs. Patrick, if you watch, look at the video when they show Patrick. The difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting with the refs.
His face. He looks directly at the camera. It's like, uh-oh, right before it happens. And then they go to Stephen A. Smith, and all you hear off of camera is...
Is that Draymond... usually arguing if...
Why can't I slow it down?
No, but the difference is...
Is that Draymond usually arguing if...
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and
fighting. Okay, so I even went back through at the beginning of the break to see if there was any kind of lead up. And there was one that I thought might have been it. He made a face. I heard a tiny something, but it wasn't enough to even present to the jury. Fart or not a fart?
I mean, come on.
That's obvious.
That's a rookie move.
Because the cough never works.
No.
Because you have to understand, like, it's science. It's physics. You can't let air so harshly out one end and not come out the other. It has to be a balance.
You're constricting
your
stomach.
Right.
Yeah, you're constricting your stomach at that point. Why can I not slow this down?
I don't know. Now, is it as egregious as Scott Zolak when he was on the phone?
I'm looking at San Francisco right now as being a front runner to get Josh.
I don't know if it was.
He denies that.
I was just going to say, very much denied that was him.
Is it as bad as Nancy Grace?
They were smiling so big.
All right, Nancy Grace's fart is the best on-camera fart of all time. Because Nancy Grace, people don't really like her. She's not overly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want to do Dancing on the Stars and get people to like me. So she dresses up in her finest gown. She puts on all her makeup. She trips to light fantastic. Here she comes.
They were smiling so big.
And then she gets up to the microphone. It's like Carrie when the blood pours on her.
All right. Five call says it all. 617-779-0985. Did Max Kellerman indeed release a hot take on First Take yesterday?
And he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something? No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting.
It's not quite a Ditka, is it?
I'm going to take the Eagles because I think they're going to stay on the field on third down. They're going to make some third down conversion.
I'm not like Susie. I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see if the Giants win.
That was controversial. There's been two that are controversial.
So I'm going with the Giants.
Some people theorize that that was Mike Ditka making noise with his mouth. And another one was the post... what post-hominous...
What?
When someone died, it's post what?
Posthumous.
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 Posthumous Tim Russert fart.
Appeared on that program.
Okay, come on, dude.
I mean, people were upset. They said the man is dead, and I said there is a legacy.
Sure, that's a base joke.
Appeared on that program.
I'm looking at San Francisco right now as being a front runner to get Josh.
Yeah, that's absolute. I don't care how much Zolak denies that. That's.
I mean, what else could it
certain.
Be?
Yeah, that's certain.
Michael.
Yes, absolutely. That's an Area 51 cover up on a fart. But the best part
The best fart was the one in the courtroom. If you remember, the local courtroom fart, that was the best.
The local courtroom fart?
Yeah, yeah, from that city council meeting.
Oh, yes. I completely forgot about that one.
Because that just was a disruptor.
Well, no, no, what happened was the person was mic'd up, I think.
Yeah.
And he was in the other room and didn't realize it. No, 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 that's I'm getting too mixed up.
This was just, there was someone sitting there in front of a microphone, and they farted real loud.
Oh, I remember that one. Hang on, I have to find the full clip.
Yeah, and then
the whole place went nuts.
The council couldn't get back together.
Because I just have the isolated part of it, but I need to hear the whole buildup.
Okay, what's the isolated part sound like?
Mayor, would you like to?
I don't think we've had a lot of audience left. Not a lot of people calling in.
What the hell you say?
Hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic.
All right, well. There you go. We'll just take the one call's word for it.
maybe it was such an open and shut case that people had to,
just like, yeah,
had to bail out right
you
away.
Know, no, sure. Well, there you go, Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman's face right before they cut the camera just did one of these, like, oh boy.
Perhaps a mistake was made.
Possibly. It could have been a Nick Jamelli in his bed situation. Before his girlfriend found him.
That's right.
Almost dead nude.
Yes.
But there was indeed an announcement that was made this morning. Now, if you were on Twitter anywhere, you found out that Russell Wilson is now going to be the highest paid player in the NFL with a new 4-year extension worth $140 million, 65 to sign. The total guarantee is $107 million. He has a no trade clause. So now essentially his contract is 5 years and $157 million. However, what you did not know about this, unless you were on the internet, is that he made the world's sexiest announcement.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
He goes, what's up? I want to make a video of me in the dark, lying in bed under the sheets with my lady Rihanna. Or Rihanna? Is that who it is? Ciara. That's right, Ciara, not Rihanna. Ciara.
Yeah, how could you make that error?
Here he is. Get a little sexy with me, Russ. Come on, talk dirty to me.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
You've had sex with one chick in your life. Just like he's under the covers, like, guess what, everyone? I'm about to have sex with my wife. Like, whoa! You can, you! Like, hey, everybody. I'm going to have sex with my wife. Like, what a lame dude. Like, dude, you're a professional athlete that just signed, like, this massive contract. And the big thing you're bragging about is being under the covers with your wife? Play it again. What a douche.
This is
just like douche chills. This is up my spine.
Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I'm going to have sex with my wife.
Creepy.
I'm a heterosexual.
Someone said we forgot Jim Tom Sula.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Sula, you got to figure that was like a regular thing.
Like, Jim Tom Sula just seems like the kind of guy that if you're just walking behind him, you're in trouble.
See, the problem, like, when we ride in the car with my dad now, because my wife has an Explorer, and the kids will be in the car, all of a sudden my kids will go, oh, my God. Because my father will have just broken wind.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandpa farted. It was the greatest thing. I remember the hardest I've ever left in my life. And the best was that my grandpa, like, never talked this way. He couldn't avoid it, and he couldn't deny it. So he goes, just blow on my bugle, and then let another one go.
Now, was it like the old person escape? Like a...
No, this was like slapping your wet cupped hand onto like skin. It was
okay, because a lot of times that when an old person's walking around, they're just like,
it's like a
this is a really good football team. They're well coached, a lot of talent, nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things sort of snow.
Jim Tom Sula. Jim Thompson just looks like that guy. Like
right, because he lived out of his car. So you know, like every post game and pre practice spread, he's knocking out everything.
Football history of good quarterbacks.
He just looks like a guy who wakes up and there's like a plate of chicken fettuccine on his bed.
Or he eats it off his chest in the morning.
Oh.
Football history of good quarterbacks.
He won't go to sleep without like a face full of Slim Jims.
It's like, oh, Lord, Tom Sula. Every office has somebody that you don't want to follow. Tom Sula's that guy.
There was someone in there the other day that Dan and I experienced.
Yeah. Every office has one. It's funny. No matter where you go, what place you work, there's always one person in the office that you don't want to follow. And sometimes it's who you least expect. Sometimes you don't think it's like somebody doesn't stereotypically look like the person that you wouldn't want to.
No.
And then they just earn that reputation.
All right. Well, I think that we've reached a point, Rich, where only you and I are enjoying this.
Marconi, here we come. I'm getting tweets at that. Accidentally, we stumbled into radio gold, I bet.
All right. So Bob Beers from Toronto is going to join us in just a moment.
Come on, usually arguing and fighting.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.